So those were some fun songs, and I like to talk every three songs, and I have one question from a listener, which is, prediction for 2022, or even better, what's your prediction for something that will happen in 22 that people will be surprised about?
That people will be surprised about?
Yeah.
You go first, and you think for a second.
Well, I need to think for a second. You go first. Mm. Make sure you're close enough to the mic. My prediction for 2022... I think it's going to snow at some point.
I mean, it might. Maybe it'll be, maybe climate change will make it a cold winter.
Oh, I feel like it'll make it a hot winter.
It could go the other way, too.
Oh, you're so right.
So maybe that'll happen. Yeah, that's a good prediction.
And then I also think there's going to be that technology that freezes giant ice cubes in the Arctic and like...
Oh, yeah. It's a really cool concept.
No, it's actually a thing. It's actually a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying, like, they're going to make really big ice cubes and drop them in the Arctic to stop the ocean.
They do. They do. It's like a big boat, and it, like, fills with water, and it freezes the water and then releases the ice cubes.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard
like
of that.
Icebergs. Whoa. Yeah. So, shut
that's
up.
Real. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's well researched.
Yeah. Now you believe me. So, what's your prediction, Smarty?
I think that I don't know. I don't have a good one right now, unfortunately.
Okay, I think people are going to be surprised at the ice cubes. Be surprised about it in 2022. So yeah, send us more questions because I usually don't have anything really to talk about. Oops, I forgot to log these songs. Uh-oh. And yeah, I'm just vibing. I took a nap before this by accident, and I had a really bad stomach ache from this morning. And oh my God, one of my professors, who is my favorite professor, she's so sweet. None of us did the reading. None of us did the reading, and she asked us about it. And then we all said we didn't do it, and she got so sad, I think. And it made us really sad.
Yeah, usually there's at least one person in the class.
There was nobody. Well, it's a small class.
Who carries the team.
It's a small class. But yeah. Anyway, I'm a horrible person. But I'm going to go take a nap for a few minutes while these songs play. Okay, bye. Kisses. Kisses. Yeah.
Gonna be some kind of star the earth may see. Yeah. Listen my soul into these sound waves. You don't have to work all week. And surely anywhere I go, they will probably know. Look at how the melanin is sitting on my bones. I got that glow from the window seat. The wind is blowing on my throwing on my widow's peak. Oh, what's over and in between? I feel divine in my old 10 Lexus. I'll drive off and leave a pearl white stream. It's a fucking influx, look at all the pixels go. Scroll until I'm thoughtless, passing by the same damn pole. I miss my Sakura DS Lite. Switch to the Pepsi, Hue, Nintendo. I'm out listening in the Toro. In that track with Instapendo. I'm that 50-50 nigga. Shout out Black and Filipinos. Oh. I'm like Arnold Panita mixed with Childish Gambino. Who loves solitude, his canvas shoes and high-waisted chinos. Chinamancha with my mala and speak to the all-seeing. I'm out of my mind, omnipresent in all being. Millennial shine in very pivotal times, meaning I'm a diamond from the Y2K. I'm just finally glad I'm out that Chick-fil-A. I could say I maximize my pleasure by the day. Tripping on how frequent rather sequence more important. Feel endorphins when you're speaking. See my family out in LA at the compound for the weekend. Take the coaster from Solana and meet y'all in the evening.
Thank you.
Hello, we're back again with some more talking. Another question someone asked is like my optimal nap time. And if you know me, you know I'm a big fan of naps. You can verify?
Yeah, I think you take one every day.
I mostly take one every day. I didn't, at the beginning of the semester, I didn't take one every day, but then I started doing it. Even if it was like, I just love the feeling of like being tired and be able to like fall into sleep. Like I love it more than I hate the feeling of waking up for my obligations.
I just can't do it in the daytime.
Why not?
I feel like I need to be doing something else.
Oh, we've taken naps before, though.
I'm
a good influence.
I don't like lying in my bed when the sun is up. Oh. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, anyway, but for my optimal nap time, it depends on the type of nap. If it's like a quick between obligations nap, I like 20 or 30 minutes, maybe 40 if I'm feeling lucky. But if I don't have anything going on, I will take like an hour, 2 hours, just because it's so nice. But then I cannot wake up. The worst naps are in the evening.
Isn't like scientifically like the optimal nap time around 20 minutes?
Yeah, but I just like it longer than that.
Yeah.
It's so nice. Fair enough. I also have to be careful not to eat before I nap, because if I do, then I wake up and my mouth tastes horrible. So I always brush my teeth before I nap. Fun fact about me is I brush my teeth before I nap. Another thing we want to talk about is why you introduce it.
Oh, well, I'm sure everybody knows that it's Spotify Wrapped season. And since this is a radio show where we play music, I wanted to know what Roxanne's Spotify Wrapped looked like.
So I was actually surprised, because every year I'm like, oh my gosh, like I listened to so much music this year. Like I listened to music for so long. But then it's so much less than everyone else. Like I listened to like 12,000 minutes of music this year, and I thought it was so much.
Yeah. Well, the years that I've had a lot, I think one year I had like 60,000.
Oh my God.
But it was when I was working a job where I could listen to music during my shift.
Yeah.
So playing it for work 8 hours a day boosts your numbers up a lot.
Yeah. And I was happy because some of mine was like, some of my top songs were like R&B songs, which I've listened to a lot this year. And then some were like indie rock. And I like that I had that mix of those things, like that I got into that type of music this year.
She's a diverse listener.
Okay. What about you?
Most of mine, well, my top artists were, my top two I sort of expected were Arcade Fire and Radiohead.
Oh, grungy rock boy.
Which are the top two pretty consistently. And then I don't know how Brockhampton keeps getting on my list. Like, I do listen to them a lot.
Alaska.
I know, but that's just one song. And I don't know. They just keep slipping on to my top five list. So they were there too.
They were my top five artists as well. And then my other artists were, wait, I'm going to find it. Field Medic, Tennis, Brockhampton, Miss Lauryn Hill, and this like French band called L'Impératrice that I listened to one song over and over and over
again. Yeah, so we both had Brockhampton at three. I had friends who had Brockhampton at number three, so there's something going on there.
And yeah, my first two songs are R&B songs, and my fourth song is a Tupac song.
Really?
Or maybe it's Ice Cube. Either way, that's awesome. And my third one is sports, and my fifth one is a tennis song.
I don't remember my top five songs.
So kind of killed it. But one of my categories was Vapor Soul. What does that mean? That's a type of music, like a genre?
I don't know. I used to listen to a playlist like before I had Spotify when I was like 12 on YouTube called Vapor Wave.
What was it?
I don't know. They both have vapor in it.
What kind of music was it?
It's hard to explain. I guess lo-fi.
Oh.
There's some lo-fi beats in there.
Okay, well, I'll have to do some research and get back to you guys next music break. So yeah, next up we have one of Henry's choices, and then one of my choices, and then another one of Henry's choices. So get ready to be disappointed.
Yeah, get ready.
Okay. Bye, I love you.
Goodbye.
No kisses.
Repenting buzzards want your life.
We'll be right back. friend's apartment, only leaving once a day to buy some groceries. Daylight, I'm so absent-minded. Nighttime, meeting new anxieties. So am I erasing myself? Hope I'm not erasing myself.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We're back. Henry, do you have any questions for me?
Can you do any tricks?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's all. Do you want to know what tricks I can do?
Yes.
I can do the worm. I can deadlift Amelia and Nate.
You've deadlifted Nate?
Yeah, I did that at Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
And I can... I'm learning to become ambidextrous.
When did that start?
Yesterday.
Made any progress?
Yeah, actually, I was actually pretty good at it. I was in class with Fiona. Fianu is her nickname because her boyfriend's name is Keenan and I call him Keanu. Uh-huh. And I just started writing with her pen on a paper with my right hand. And I was just practicing while people were doing presentations. Hey, Professor Stuart Gambino, if you're listening, I was not doing that. And I got pretty good at it.
One of the best ways to start is to brush your teeth with your opposite hand.
Check that out.
Or with your non-dominant hand.
I wrote my name.
That is pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Can you write mine?
Yeah, left-handed.
Okay, so here's right-handed for reference.
Oh, well, they can't see.
I'm for you.
Oh. Okay, it's pretty good. It's just harder. Like, it feels awkward. So I'm just going to try and get used to it. And I'm going to start brushing my teeth with my right hand now. Oh, that's not bad. It kind of looks the same. Okay. So yeah, those are my tricks. And up next, we have a few songs, and then we'll talk about what tricks Henry can do. Okay. Bye.
Na 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 na. That's the positive vibes that we creating, yeah. The sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy, forever shining this light. Hey, thank the Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like we are gonna love we know. Baby girl just text me, says she coming over. And when she reach, she want me fit, turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me closer. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if you turn up the sound. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah. We'll eat a couple caps up on the hillside. True blue in your childlike wonder. Watch the light show. Okay.
Sing color bomb bomb. Do you wish to answer me a can? In a different style, different fashion. You know? Tell me, say one thing, Nancy, if you understand. One thing, Nancy, if you understand. One thing, they might talk about me, ambition. Say one thing, they might talk about me, ambition. Come and say some of them ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, ayo, what time?
So unfortunately, it's 1:58 p.m. Yeah. 1:59. Do you have any closing remarks? Three words. You have three words.
Thank you, listeners.
Very creative of you. Well, I guess that's signing off until next week. Hopefully Henry will still be here. We'll see. Just kidding.
To be determined.
Anyway, have a great day. Love you. Kisses. Do it.